Can a person find favor in God's eyes by believing and living correctly, but not going to church anywhere?
Well, there are certainly going to be many people in heaven who maybe were not affiliated with a church because they did not have that opportunity. But the essence of Christianity is that we are saved into the body of Christ, and that's another name for the church. It says in Acts chapter 2 that they were baptized and added to the church.
Right, right.
And so my question would be, why would a person say they love God and they love his truth, but they don't love his people? And maybe I should hasten to add, one of the reasons God wants us in church is because there are people there, and it teaches us to love in an environment of people that have similar faith, similar principles. Mm-hmm. And no better place to learn to love than in a family. Mm-hmm. And in a church family.
Right.
And it is certainly part of God's plan. And yes. If a person says, I believe the Bible, I've been saved, I want to be baptized, but I don't want to be part of the church, that is something like a man saying to his bride that he's courting, I love you and I want to marry you, but I don't want to live with you. It's like they want the benefits of saying they're married, but they don't want the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so church is about relationships, and it's about corporate worship, which is very biblical.
And church is people. It's mm-hmm. not a building or an organization. It's people.
I've discovered, and I'm sure that you know this, I was a hermit, as you know. I lived by myself.
Right.
And you have a tendency to become eccentric when you isolate yourself. People who isolate themselves from society and you don't get that healthy interaction, mm-hmm. you mentally mm-hmm. atrophy, mm-hmm. and you become socially retarded. And it's very important, I think, for Christians to fellowship with other Christians, or they become spiritually retarded.